This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It has finally become apparent what's wrong with the brains of leftists, and it's that they cannot detect evil. They can't even acknowledge that evil exists, so they're not able to see evil in others and thus not able to defend themselves against evil. So whether the issue is, you know, domestic terrorism or radical Islamic terror groups, you know, shooting people at gay bars in Orlando, the left just can't really see any real evil in that fringe sect of that religion. They just can't acknowledge it. And in fact, they tell each other that if you dare even point that out, you're an Islamophobe or you're a racist or you're a bigot, because they don't think evil exists in the world, but they do think that everyone who disagrees with them is a bigot. And they can't see the evil in Bill Clinton, you know, molesting and sexually assaulting and raping women, as they have all alleged. And, you know, there's a clear pattern of abuse of women that Bill engaged in, not just in Arkansas, but of course at the White House as well. The left just can't believe it. They just can't think that, Bill Clinton is capable of any of that stuff. Now, they do believe that Bill Cosby is capable of it. You know, I mean, look at all the women who have come forward now accusing him of using date rape drugs or sleeping drugs or something to put them to sleep while he allegedly raped them. They believe that. And if Donald Trump were alleged to have done anything impolite to women, didn't hold the door open for somebody one day, yeah, he would be accused of racism and bigotry and evil. But they can't imagine that Bill Clinton could carry out any evil. And this is why also during the election last year, Hillary Clinton supporters, they were just so delusional. They couldn't see that Hillary Clinton was an international war criminal, that the Clinton regime is a massive totalitarian police state system that has murdered a long list of people. You know how many dead bodies there are behind the Clintons from their days in Arkansas to today? You know how much money was laundered through the Clinton Foundation? You have any idea the level of corruption? Not just like Benghazi and things like that happened politically from the State Department, but silencing of whistleblowers, the bullying, the intimidation tactics. I mean, just look at Seth Rich and his murder, for God's sake. And yet leftists just, they block it out. They cannot see evil in the Democrat Party. They can't see evil in Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They just cannot see evil in Harry Reid, which is odd because that guy is like pure evil. He's like Satan's spawn in the Senate. The Senate Satan spawn. That's Harry Reid. And yet they just can't see it. And it's because of this that leftists are never able to solve problems in the real world, because they refuse to acknowledge the existence of the problem in the first place. This is why they think open borders is a great idea. They hate the idea of borders. They hate the idea of countries being able to protect themselves. They hate the idea that someone might be excluded from entering your country, and that not everyone is welcome all the time, even if they're terrorists. Because of this belief that nobody can do any evil, the left is cognitively incapable of living in reality, because in reality, there's a lot of evil in this world, and there's the potential for evil in almost everyone, although in a civilized society, people who are honest and ethical maintain deliberately a moral compass of acting in a way that's beneficial for society, but there are very few of those people left anymore. Almost everyone is now engaged in just whatever gives them the most power and profit. I mean, in Washington, in government, they're just evil. They're self-centered. They're, you know, egoistic. And they are, in effect, intellectual bigots because they have zero tolerance for politically incorrect ideas that don't conform to their demands. So evil is out there. And look at the regime of China. The government of China is a communist regime. They harvest organs from political prisoners and sell them on the black market for money. And I remember a few years ago, I was talking about this to a doctor that I know, and I was saying, yeah, you don't know that China harvests organs? And he gave me this look as if that's some lunatic tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, as like he had never heard of this before. I'm like, really? You've never heard of this? And he seemed to say, oh, no, he didn't believe that was happening. Nonsense. Are you kidding me? There's a black market for organs in the United States. It's being run at universities and medical centers. There have been convictions at the federal level for organ harvesting and organ black market sales in the United States. People, how do you think Steve Jobs got his replacement pancreas when he had stage 4 cancer? How do you think he moved to the front of the line and, oh, automatically there was a pancreas for Steve Jobs? How do you think that happened? Do you think it involved a little bit of green? Somebody taking something under the table, even if it was a university? Of course it did. You know, wake up, people. This is my whole point. Liberals can't see evil in the world. They can't live in a world where they think there's corruption. And they think that you can solve everything with love. You just should just love the terrorists who are shooting you in the face and cutting off your heads. No, you shouldn't love them. You should shoot them if they're trying to kill you. You should shoot them dead and then practice love for those who are not evil. See, that's the difference. It's like realists like me, we are fully capable of expressing all kinds of love for protecting life and protecting children and protecting, you know, unborn children from late-term abortions even, and protecting the planet from pesticides and toxic chemicals. We're all about protecting humanity. And yet, those who claim to be practicing love are the ones threatening to beat white people on college campuses. They're the ones executing police officers, and they claim that love can solve all the problems, and they say that we should love the radical Islamic terrorists, and if we love them, they'll love us back. And this is the bullshit of the delusional left that just cannot see reality because they don't perceive evil. And as a result, they become complicit in evil. They literally become complicit in it, like the mainstream media now is really complicit in the pushing of jihadi terrorism in the United States. They cover up for it. They excuse it when it happens. They say it's no big deal, even though if a white person shot up a bunch of people, oh my God, that would be the worst incident in the world, and it would have wall-to-wall press coverage condemning white people and Christians and guns. But when jihadi terrorists do it, oh, it's okay. You're going to be safe. Don't worry about it. Just got to get used to it. This is the new world we live in because they can't see evil. And again, as a result, they become complicit in evil. It's just the world is becoming more insane by the day. Have you noticed? By the day. And it's like right now more than ever, you need good nutrition. You need superfoods. You need walks in nature, things to keep you balanced. If you wonder how I maintain my sanity and very, very high productivity every day in this insane, chaotic world, it's because of nutrition. I had a big scoop of turmeric in my morning smoothie this morning. I've been doing some juice feasting lately as well, getting some high-density juicing going in addition to my morning smoothies, which are loaded with superfoods as well. You know, I'm engaged in high-density nutrition all day long, and plus walks in nature. And just getting out in nature, you know, engaging in real life on the planet keeps me sane and allows me to continue to function in this world that is just increasingly just off the rails. It's like more and more, I keep thinking, I don't know how long this world could go on before something really snaps. It can happen any day. But I want you to be safe no matter what happens. So I thank you for listening and for sharing these podcasts, and you can find more of these podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.